Listen. I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You could call into the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village, 312-642-5600. And remember, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We call them our solution center, and they have many solutions on their fantastic new blog on their website, tandemhr.com. So first up on the program, I'm thrilled to be joined by my longtime friend, Greg Salkovich, who is the owner of Right Choice Resources, a national sales recruiting company based in downtown Chicago. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Shalom. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's great to have you on because we talk about this subject all the time, and I can't think of anybody that knows more about the topic than you. So, Greg, what is Right Choice Resources?
Sure. So, Shalom, Right Choice Resources is a sales recruiting company. We're actually based in downtown Chicago, and we're in the River North area, and we specialize in sales. So salespeople, account managers, and sales leaders. And we work with companies of all different sizes, of anything from the software industry to the industrial industry.
Well, spoken like a true sales professional, Greg, you have had quite the career. I know that you have a you received your bachelor's from Miami University in with a major in organizational behavior management, and then you have an MBA. And then you went off on a very successful career as a sales professional. Let's talk about your career first before we talk about the careers that you helped to create.
Sure, be happy to. So my whole career has been in sales. So I was a salesperson before I was a recruiter. And I am just super, super passionate about sales. I was always a top performer. And then, you know, it's funny, and Shalom, this is why we actually became friends and got to know each other and got introduced by five different people, which was, you know, kind of an inside joke between us. But, you know, I was sitting down with one of my friends, and I really, you know, wasn't loving my job. And he said, you know, Greg, I'm going to give you the same advice that my dad gave me, which is find something you're passionate about, and the money will come. So I took a huge pay cut to get into recruiting because that was really my passion, was helping people and paying it forward. I just have never really monetized it before, and that's how I got into recruiting.
So there's two sides of the conversation that I want to make sure we cover. The first is from the professional's perspective. It's interesting because I feel that a fantastic sales professional will likely be, for lack of a better term, recruited almost every single day. They have that certain shine, that certain polish and professionalism, and pretty much any company that's smart will be itching to bring them on because, as my dad taught me a long time ago, it's all widgets. It really doesn't matter what industry they're in. So what should a sales professional be looking for? And how do they sort of weed out the garbage from the fantastic real career opportunities that are actually meaningful and will likely be a game changer?
Sure, it's a great question. So typically what I recommend, Shalom, is obviously Glassdoor is a great resource to go on to, glassdoor.com, and it has company reviews, and you can look at compensation and so on. So I always recommend that. And to me, the biggest thing is networking, because a company is always going to tell you they're great and there's advancement and so on. But when you can find somebody in the inside who has worked there and knows them and so on, you can get the real scoop. And one of the most common mistakes that I see, and where salespeople sometimes you know, get themselves in a little trouble is that the companies, I mean, you know this, Shalom, they'll say it's a $50,000 base salary and $100,000 total in the first year. You know, that's the expected earnings. And then they get there and they realize, gosh, that's not really true. It's really probably more like $70,000. That's really more realistic. So I always like to ask the question, rather than saying what are expected first-year earnings, saying, you know, can you tell me a little bit about the first earnings of some of your team members, you know, the people that have worked there in the first 12 months? What did they make at the end of 12 months? And that, to me, that's a bigger, you know, better question, because a lot of people get themselves in that trouble. I hear it every day where they say, gosh, they told me I was going to make 100 and I ended up making 70.
Mm-hmm. And now from the company's perspective, finding the right talent, everybody knows how challenging it is to onboard somebody, even somebody that will be a self-starter like most sales professionals are. What can companies do to make sure that they are bringing the right person on? And I guess that's the whole selling point for a company like Right Choice Resources. But talk about the responsibilities of recruiting the right way.
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, when you find a great salesperson, I mean, they're hard to come by. And one of the things a lot of companies do, and I give the analogy, it's like dating. Both parties have to be interested. It's just not one party. So I always recommend that you have to pursue them just like they're going to pursue you. You have to show them you're interested. You have to follow up with them. If there's a delay, you have to tell them why. So communication is really, really important.
Absolutely. And what is the state of the market right now regarding jobs in general, but in particular sales professionals such as the ones that you recruit? Is it leaning more towards the professionals? Are there more opportunities for them or vice versa?
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for salespeople right now. I mean, the thing I love about sales, Shalom, is, you know, when the economy's down and companies aren't doing well, how do you get better? Is you increase your sales. And vice versa. You always need to increase your sales, whether the economy is good or it's bad, or company's doing good or bad. So there's a huge market right now, and right now there's really a war on talent, and that's why our company has been doing well, and why a lot of people call us is because it's a challenge right now. Everybody's going after the same people.
So I'm chatting with Greg Selkovich, the owner of Right Choice Resources, sales recruiting firm in downtown Chicago. Greg, I'd like to make sure we talk about small companies, because as you know, that's the focus of this program. Those companies that are getting started, and they may be really cool, creative companies, technology companies like many of those firms downtown, that may be the next big idea. What can they do to bring on people that will help get them to the next level? And likewise for the sales professionals, would you suggest that some of those individuals look to take a little bit of a chance, take a little bit of a risk in getting in on the ground floor of those opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. And Shalom, I've been a small business for the last 7 years. So I can completely relate to you and the listeners of running a small business, because I've had to get creative. I can't, you know, put together a huge base salary and compete with some of these big companies. So one of my recommendations, and I've always hired this way, Shalom, is hire the best available athlete. And you said this a little bit early in the show, is sales skills are transferable. So the recent person I hired, our director of recruitment, he came from a logistics background, but he understands sales. He understands sales process. He understands what it's like to be a candidate who's interviewing. So he understands both sides, and the skills are transferable. And I think that's in most industries. And my background's in packaging sales. I sold boxes and bubble wrap most of my career. And the joke of why I had to start my own company was because nobody would hire me. I mean, nobody wants a box salesperson to be a recruiter, not very many. To me, it's 90% skill that you transfer over, and 10% you're going to have to learn the new industry. So that's one way I get creative. Some of my smaller clients, and I love working with smaller clients because you can actually really, really impact them, is get creative. You know, create bonus plans. Create, and a lot of them. Some of my clients have stock options, and other things like that. And I would really sell them on the opportunity of you're here to get on. You're here on the ground floor. You're going to be able to do bigger things here than you would at the big company. And that's, to me, really appealing to salespeople.
Oh, that's some great advice, and that's why companies big and small should be working with you, Greg, at Right Choice Resources to make sure that they have the process, that they are being competitive in bringing on talent. Right Choice Resources. So, Greg, if folks want to learn more and perhaps just pick on some tips and advice from you and from your fantastic team. How can they learn more and get a hold of you?
Sure. So the best way to learn more about us is go to our website, which is rightchoiceresources.com. And right is with an R, as in Roger. And that would be the best way. And you can also email me at greg@rightchoiceresources.com. And Greg is spelled with two G's at the end. So it's greg@rightchoiceresources.com.
Well, check out the website, rightchoiceresources.com. Greg Salkovich, we appreciate your time this evening and look forward to having you back on the program to discuss recruiting sometime real soon.
Thank you so much, Shalom. Really, really appreciate it. Always great to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, coming up, we've got some other fantastic guests. We're going to be talking all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. As always, get on my website, shalomkline.com. You could download podcasts from this program and the over 600 guests that we have had on the air over the past several years. ShalomKline.com. Follow me on Twitter @ShalomKlein. We'll be right back on Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to Junction at 21, slow from Cicero, outbound to Lake Hook from the Junction at 19, no delays. Inbound Kennedy, pockets of delays from the extension into the circle, O'Hare to downtown at 36 from the Junction 18, outbound to O'Hare from downtown 28, express lanes at 8. Inbound Ixtle from Mannheim into the circle, Thorndale to the post office at 41, on the outbound at 37. Inbound Stevenson, brake lights from 1st to Central, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 48, on the outbound at 42. Sluggish from Dan Ryan to Central, inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 28 minutes, heavy from 33rd to the circle, outbound 295th from downtown at 20, delays from Garfield all the way to the Skyway. It is currently partly cloudy, 74 degrees. Tonight, a low of 57. Tomorrow, Monday, sunny with a high of 77 and a low of 62. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah,
with your
in my
friends?
Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will. In collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Yep. Traffic. It is what it is.
Stalled cars on the Kennedy Expressway.
Missed concerts, football games, lots of cold dinners, and cold shoulders from Cindy.
How much longer do I have to do this?
Kids miss me.
Cindy misses me.
Our marriage is missing me.
From Tobota and Associates.
Then I heard Jack Tobota on the radio again.
A financial strategy designed to help them retire sooner.
What do I have to lose?
So I called him. We met, discussed my numbers, then just talked. Talked about life, family, retirement. Then something I didn't expect. Jack says retirement wasn't as far off as I thought. And today, the only thing I'm missing is the traffic.
Do you need a financial strategy for retirement? Let's talk. Tobota and Associates. 630-777-7955. 630-777-7955. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Tobota and Associates are not affiliated companies.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Jeannie Gallucci. Thank you so much for joining me here in studio, Jeannie. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you have a very interesting background and a very, very interesting practice. You are an attorney, but you are not always an attorney. I guess nobody really is always and forever an attorney. Jeannie, let's start by talking about your background.
Well, I have a background in hospitality. My family has a grocery store in Cleveland that's been there for over 100 years. I worked there.
If there's any confusion, Italian.
Italian, very Italian. I worked there as a child, and then I worked in hospitality as a bartender and a waitress all throughout school.
Fascinating. So how did that impact you in deciding what you do today? And I guess that's a great segue to talk about what you do today.
Yeah, so we do government relations and regulatory litigation, and I saw the effects of government relations on our family business at a young age.
So I know you've mentioned to me when we were off air, you mentioned that many hospitality businesses are small businesses, and I've certainly discovered that in my networking throughout the city of Chicago and beyond. You have fought very, very hard to make sure that government has a role but doesn't step beyond that role. Let's talk about a little bit about some examples that you're at liberty to talk about of ways that you have been able to use your background to help companies.
Well, so we like to get companies at the onset where we're helping them navigate these regulatory challenges when we understand what their business model is. But sometimes we wind up getting hired when they've already faced challenges, which means that we have to guide them through litigation. And in the course of litigating the matter, we try to solve the underlying problem so that hopefully we're in a better position for everybody to come to a settlement or an agreement and that business can thrive in that location.
So you just mentioned location. So when a business decides to get started, I'm always fascinated by in what step they contact professionals. An attorney usually is one of those first few calls. But you say actually when finding the location, probably just after the realtor, probably the attorney is going to come in and pick the location. So why is an attorney needed for that conversation in determining where that hospitality business should be located?
So a key component of hospitality businesses is often liquor, which is highly regulated. And there's certain things that you can do on certain pieces of property that you can't do on other pieces of property. So while you're selecting your site for where your business is going to be, you should be consulting with a hospitality lawyer to find out what can you do and what can you not do and what kinds of licenses you can get in that location.
So often small businesses in particular, because they are under-resourced, we are under-resourced because so many people that walk into this studio fall into that boat. We hope that they grow and that they have a team of attorneys perhaps that are working in-house, but we know that in reality that's usually not the case. Very, very often they end up in the mode of being reactive as opposed to proactive. Meaning, it's in crisis. Somebody they get a notice on their door. Let's talk about how you recommend for small business owners to sort of balance that act of being proactive where possible.
So if you're contemplating starting a business, it makes sense to find your attorney at that point so you're making a strategic choice and not a defensive choice. But if you find yourself with violations, you need to make a quick strategic choice and find a good fit for somebody that can help you navigate that. And then the most important part of that is you have to listen to them.
Listening is indeed important. So a relationship with an attorney is a relationship hopefully should be based on trust. I know you pride yourself on offering that free consultation, probably in order to build that level of trust. Let's talk about your practice. I know you have a partner in your firm as well. Another good Italian, I believe.
Yes, Paul Tanzillo is my partner. Our firm is Tanzillo Gallucci.
I want to come for lunch to your office. I can imagine it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We do a lot of eating.
Well, that's great. So government relations, that's usually something that most people think of as something that's needed for a big business. Isn't it a sad state of affairs that small businesses need to hire attorneys and need to sort of fight the big machine?
That's one way to look at it. But government has an important role as well, which is keeping a balance between business and the people that live in a community. And so that's why it's there. But lawyers help navigate that relationship and offer suggestions that perhaps government wouldn't have come up with, or find the happy medium between the two.
So let's talk about where we are specifically. You mentioned location earlier. So Chicago, Illinois, are things comparable to other states and other municipalities, or are we better or worse?
Chicago is in a class of its own, as with all things.
Right. Okay. So explain, please. Yeah.
So there's just a varied labyrinth of regulations in the city of Chicago. This is
give an example.
Well, Chicago, our history with Al Capone, people are very, very careful about liquor in Chicago. So you have to be paying attention to not only the Liquor Commission, but you also have to be paying attention to the Department of Health, to the Buildings Department, to the Public Ways Department, Streets and Sanitation. I mean, everything from your flowers to your alcohol to your food has a different agency that you have to speak with, a different department that you have to speak with, and make sure that you're in compliance with their regulations.
And how much does politics play into it? I know that members of the city council, aldermen, have a unique role in the city of Chicago. They have a fair deal of power, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely, which is why when you're selecting a location, it's important to start talking to a lawyer right then, because you need to know what that alderman thinks about that kind of business. And if they're going to be receptive, you're going to have a much easier time than if they're not going to be receptive. They control a lot here in Chicago.
And so are there any particular areas of the city that you and your partner particularly focus on, or do you cover the entire city and beyond?
Yeah, we do the city and we do the suburbs. And there's obviously some more central business districts in the city of Chicago. We tend to have more clients from those. But we are citywide and all of the color counters as well.
Have you tried restaurants in all 77 neighborhoods?
Yes, I'm certain I have. I'm the very best at eating, so I'm sure I've made it to all of them.
So I want to start to conclude where I started. And you mentioned that your background, again, your family business, hospitality in Italian food business. Is Chicago a good place to do business?
Chicago is a good place to do business because we have such a huge community here and people want to try things. And we are the midpoint of the whole country. Everything passes right through Chicago. So there's a lot of opportunity here for businesses. There's a lot of opportunity here for people that are visiting, for people that are living here. We have very sophisticated people that live here, and they want access to sophisticated things. And we're a fun town.
We are a fun town.
I mean, Chicago is a food and drink town.
Taste of Chicago is just, I believe, a month and a half away, which will be fun. So for an individual that has an idea, and I actually spend a lot of time on this. There are many businesses, I don't want to name names because they're operating out of their basements, not exactly doing things exactly the way they should be quite yet, but they have a fantastic idea, likely fantastic food as well. They're living on a prayer, I think it's fair to say. What advice do you have for them as they decide to take the next steps moving forward?
Don't be afraid of moving too slowly. Just be afraid of standing still. Consult people that you trust and then follow their advice. And if you spend a little bit of time on the front end on legal, not just money, but time on legal, it'll save you a fortune on the back end if you just carefully plan. Strategy is everything.
Proactive versus reactive. And what about the other professionals? I know obviously your focus is obviously on the legal side. What about having a business plan? I mean, I'm sure you've seen it all.
Absolutely. And you want to have not just a good lawyer, but you want to have a great accountant as well. You want to have a really good team on both your financial end and your legal end. The same can be true for saying that you want to have, if it's a restaurant, you need to have a great chef. You know, whatever you're doing, you need to surround yourself with people that really know what they're talking about. You need to come together with a good plan and then execute that plan.
Fantastic. So, Jeannie Galucci, we are running out of time. You've provided some fantastic advice, not just for as I would call it, foodie businesses, but for many, many others as well. Appreciate it and look forward to having you back on. But in the meantime, how can folks reach you and your law firm?
On our website, which is Tanzillo Galucci, but we've also come up with tglawgroup.net so that you don't have to deal with all those double consonants. And you can reach me at Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, at tglawgroup.net.
Tglawgroup.net.
You can call 312-878-2718.
Well, I encourage all of our listeners, make that call. Be proactive, as I said earlier. Jeannie, we appreciate having you on.
Thank you so much. We offer a free consultation. I really appreciate being here. Thanks.
Of course. Coming up, we'll be back and Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial, Chicago.
On AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. China not the only country sending warning signals about possible U.S. tariffs. Fox's Gernal Scott has more.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there's more than just commerce to consider.
One of the truths about tariffs is they drive up costs for consumers.
President Trump says he considers steel imports vital to national security.
In a leaked letter, President's legal team claimed in January he has broad powers to avoid a subpoena from Special Counsel Mueller. Fox's Ellison Barber.
Sekulow and Dowd say the special counsel lacks the, quote, requisite need to personally interview the president and that there is a high legal bar they need to meet in order to override presidential privileges.
The House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat Adam Schiff says no one is above the law, not this president, not any president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. A slight delay from Cicero to the junction from Lake Hook at 21 on the outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy, pockets of delays from the extension to Ohio, O'Hare to downtown at 36 from the junction 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 25. Express lanes currently at 8 minutes. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale to the post office at 40 on the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson, as well as the outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 22. Brake lights from the Stevenson to the Circle. No delays on the outbound 295th from downtown. 15 minutes. Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Road 17. Northbound side at 16 minutes. It's currently partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Tonight, a low of 57. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 77 and a low of 62. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Wow, what a difference. I feel like I live in a brand new home, and it's all thanks to CertaPro Painters. Hi, Amy Jacobson here, and while we are on our trip, I gave CertaPro Painters a key to my house. They came in, painted the living room, master bedroom, and it is impressive. Nothing like a fresh coat of paint to change the vibe of your house. CertaPro Painters are trustworthy. Obviously, I gave them a key to my house. They're professional, talented, and they clean up their mess. It's as if they were never there. And now that summer is coming, you're going to want to hire CertaPro Painters too. You know, family and friends will be over for outdoor entertainment, and you want your house to look its best. Get your porch painted or stained. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. Once again, get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Certa Pro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
This message sponsored by the Radio Broadcasters of Chicagoland.
Hi, my name is Howard Sudbury, and I am a longtime Chicago broadcaster. I started out in radio, but worked on television in Chicago for Channel 2 as a sportscaster for 25 years, and now I'm with Arlington International Racecourse as the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications. As part of my duty, I direct our paid media campaign, and there are a lot of choices, and one of our biggest choices, most important choices, is radio. We feel like radio is really an important part of our business because we have events that go on at Arlington outside of horse racing every weekend long. In radio, we can change our message frequently. We think it's really an effective way to let people know what's going on at Arlington. In all of our advertising, we try to drive people to come to arlingtonpark.com. It has the entire calendar for the year of all the things that are going on. And you can get lucky and cash a ticket once in a while, so you can go home with more money than you went with. That's not a bad deal.
When results matter, radio works.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I always learn a lot from all of our guests. Certainly great conversations we've already had so far on the program. Greg Salkovich, Ginny Gallucci, and we've got more in store for you coming up later in the program. But I've been talking over in prior weeks about difficult conversations. I know I've been traveling quite a bit over the past few weeks, and sometimes difficult conversations are the result of being in strange places or talking to people that you might not otherwise be comfortable with talking to. So I've had many conversations as I've traveled for business and traveled for pleasure and developed business opportunities with folks that have an accent. So I am very curious. I love it when our listeners contact me through my website, shalomkline.com, and let me know what experiences you have. Sometimes people say things one way that you may interpret a certain way, but they actually don't mean things the way you hear it. So that actually occurred to me just this past week. I had a follow-up call with somebody that I met in New Zealand. And I know that might sound odd, not that I had a call with somebody from New Zealand, but somebody, the fact that it was hard to understand them. It wasn't hard to understand them with their accent. They said something that I completely and totally misinterpreted. And I basically, my challenge is sometimes that I develop a first impression. And I know that likely many of you, many of our fantastic listeners, are the same way. You develop an impression early on in a conversation, and that impacts your entire business relationship. I've likely lost some of my best opportunities because I've developed an impression of somebody and I no longer wanted to work with them. And likewise, I've probably wasted a ton of time with people that I developed a positive impression with, and likely I have once again been wasting my time with them. So I had somebody on the phone with me from New Zealand. They said something. I misinterpreted it. I thought it was something negative. I abruptly tried to finish the call because I thought that they were saying something that I didn't want to hear, something that I thought actually was somewhat unethical, and I wanted to get off the phone and finish up the conversation. A few days later, I actually accidentally heard from somebody else in my networking circles. They said the same thing, and they repeated to me how folks in New Zealand mean something different. I know that's sort of a long, drawn-out story of that may not be relevant on a regular basis, but I wanted to pick your brain and get your feedback on difficult conversations, difficult and confusing conversations, and how you have dealt with it. Have you experienced something like this? Have you dealt with things a certain way? Please contact me through my website, shalomkline.com, or you could even call here into the studio, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. I'd love to hear what you think. And most importantly, I'm talking about phone conversations. In-person meetings are certainly very, very different. As you know, I always encourage in-person conversations. My recipe for success that I've shared so many times before on the program is make sure that you're going to two networking events. No, that does not mean a happy hour. It doesn't need to be the cheesy events that you may not be comfortable with, but it could be a fundraiser supporting a fantastic cause. As long as you are going to meet two new people, it means that you're not going to hang off on the side with people you already know. You're going to meet two new people at that event. And then you're following up with two of those people throughout the week for cups of coffee, not just people that you're reconnecting with, and reconnecting is important, but new contact. It's at those conversations that something like this may occur, a difficult conversation. In particular, I'm talking about those phone calls. Likely these are, if you're like me, you start a relationship with a phone call before you end up meeting somebody in person. And when you have that phone call, before you develop that first impression and you decide at that moment that this is somebody I'm going to do business with for a long time, this is somebody that I'd love to follow up with, or this is somebody that I never want to talk to again because they said something strange and they perhaps gave a very, very strong sales pitch, give it a second chance. Make sure that you do a second conversation as well. That's what I've experienced that has worked well. Again, we dedicate so much time, so much effort to each and every one of our business relationships. Make sure you are giving it your full shot, especially with somebody that you may not be understanding, that may not come from the same from down the street, from if you do business in downtown Chicago, especially if it's somebody that's not nearby, this can be a golden opportunity for you to expand your business horizons and make sure that you're reaching new contacts, new customers, new referral sources, new relationships that can help take your business to the next level. That's what it is all about. I'd love to hear your stories. Give us a call, 312-642-5600, or get on my website, tweet me at Shalom Klein. We're going to be posting all of the guests from today's program on my website. You can download them, as well as the 600 plus other guests from prior weeks. Remember, we're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. I'm going to be back on the program in just a few moments with a fantastic guest. We're going to be chatting with Michael Tenney, founder and CEO of KeySmart. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, get down to business. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. A slight delay at 21 minutes from Lake Hooker Junction, outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy, pockets of delays from the extension to Ohio. O'Hare to downtown at 36 from the junction 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 25. Express lanes at 8. Inbound Ike, sluggish from Wolf into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 40 on the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson, delays from Cicero to Pulaski on the outbound. A slight delay from Western to Cicero in either direction. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 37 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy from the Stevenson to the Circle. 95th to downtown at 22 minutes on the outbound at 15. Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Road at 17. Back up north at 16. Stop and go from 18th to Chicago. Currently partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Tonight a low 57. Tomorrow Monday high of 77. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Need a CPAP? Then we need you.
We're CPAP.com, and we carry popular brands of CPAP equipment, including ResMed, Respironics, and more. To move inventory, we're selling some of our ResMed CPAP machines at prices lower than you would think. Learn more about these affordable ResMed CPAPs at CPAP.com. We'll even provide free shipping on your ResMed machine order, so you'll get it fast when you enter the promo code RADIO. The best part? No insurance needed. Our CPAPs are priced so low, they can even cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and carries a large inventory of sleep apnea equipment. With little retail overhead and no middlemen, we're the best way to get affordable, comfortable sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has a large inventory of ResMed CPAPs and is offering free shipping on these devices. For these great deals and others, visit CPAP.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O.
Does your business have an employee handbook? I was actually just going through a client's files, and it's funny. For a well-organized business, they have not a large employee base, but they have about 6-7 people that work for them. And we were having a conversation about updating their employee handbook, and I determined that indeed they do not have one. If you don't, you are not alone. Some statistics suggest that as many as 3 out of 4 small businesses don't have an updated handbook. While they're not legally required, providing employees with a handbook serves as a simple yet detailed protection for employees and businesses alike. Employee handbooks outline policies, procedures, and benefits, and they could be as simple or as detailed as you'd like, but a well-written handbook can save you from more than one work-related headache. So I have taken the liberty of getting some advice from our friends at Tandem HR. You've heard me talk about them in the past, and they have been a fantastic resource for many of our small business listeners, many of our small business guests. And employee handbooks and employment in general is something that comes up very, very regularly in conversation. So the professionals at Tandem HR have shared 5 different tips that I'd like to share with you today. So number one is that new employees should understand the work dynamic that they are entering. A handbook can provide employees with a clear understanding of what they're responsible for, including how to request time off, how to call in sick, and who to go to with questions about policies or procedures. Handbooks can also promote healthy management-employee relationships. Just as a manual lets employees know what they're expected to do, they can also be used to outline what employees can expect from management, including timekeeping policies, pay periods, performance management programs, and so forth. So by outlining all of those policies and all of those expectations on both sides of the fence, confusion and inconsistencies are essentially minimized in the workplace. And number 2 is that benefits are explained and utilized. A solid benefits package can help you retain high-quality employees and prevent the side effects of high turnover. But if your employees are unaware of what's offered, they could be under the false impression your benefits are lacking, including summaries associated with your benefits package in the handbook, including paid vacation, 401k, health insurance, dental insurance, and so on. And you want to make sure that that handbook ensures compliance with company rules, as well as federal, state, and local laws. You want to use your employee handbook to lay out all the rules within the company. This provides employees with one place to look and prevents disagreements if a disciplinary issue arises. Handbooks can also be used to outline and enforce state and federal laws. So take the time to get to learn the laws that apply to the size of the business and the area it's located. And it serves as protection from litigation. Unfortunately, lawsuits are a threat in every business, no matter its size or industry. And if yours should face a lawsuit or discrimination claim one day from a current or former employee, your handbook could play an influential role in the final outcome. For this reason, make sure you have an expert review your employee handbook's wording. And finally, number 5 is that it promotes open communication and transparency. Open communication is key to a positive work environment. And by giving new hires your handbook, you're letting them know your mission, purpose, and core values. And this will set the stage for a positive business relationship and lets team members know who they can go to with questions about their employment rights and work environment. So handbooks also eliminate the he said, she said argument. You won't have to worry about telling one employee one thing and a different employee something else. Even if your intentions are pure, mixing up the policies between employees can lead to massive headaches. So put simply, a handbook can protect your business, promote growth, and provide employees with a one-stop shop for information. To maximize employee handbook benefits, make sure updated handbooks are given to every new hire. And by the way, I mean this even for tiny businesses. If you have one person, yes, you should probably have an employee handbook in place. It will actually help you, and it will make it easier for the future as hopefully your workforce grows. As we said earlier in the show, better to be proactive rather than reactive. And make sure that they sign the document stating that they've read and understood the handbook. Handbooks should also be readily available upon request, either in physical form or virtual. So for more information about employee handbooks and other HR solutions, you want to contact our friends at Tandem HR. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. Michael Tunney from KeySmart will be joining us in just a moment on Get Down to Business. As always, check out my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And sneak peek, because next week we have some fantastic business owners, including some startups, and we will be focusing on some of the new regulations. I'm not sure if you've heard of our good friends at the Small Business Advocacy Council, but they just passed the new legislation regarding LLC filing fees in the state of Illinois. And Elliot Richardson, the chairman and founder of the Small Business Advocacy Council, will be joining me to talk about that and their next advocacy agenda. We'll be talking all about that next week on Get Down to Business. We're on every Sunday at 6 p.m. and always looking to hear your feedback, especially that conversation about difficult conversations. Would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your perspective. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. We'll be back with Michael Tunney in just a moment from KeySmart. And as always, if you want to learn more about employee handbooks, you want to learn more about some of the other tips, advice, and information, get on my website. I'll be posting a blog later this week with all of that relevant information. We'll be back on Get Down to Business in just a moment. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, we are back, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Michael Tunney, the founder and CEO of KeySmart, a company that produces Swiss-style key holders that helps people get rid of bulky key rings. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Love to talk to startups and entrepreneurs. Michael, how did you come up with this fantastic idea? You know, you've got quite a story.
Yeah. So I came up with it back in 2013, basically hated carrying keys. I actually didn't even really design it to really start a company around it. I really just designed it as a solution for myself, which I think actually is a way that a lot of great products are made. So I basically lived downtown. I would walk to any social gathering or work, and I just hated carrying keys because keys go one way, the key ring goes the other way, and it's always just really, really bulky. You know, so when you sit down, it's, you know, guys have keys in their front pocket. So when they sit down, it stabs you in the thigh. You do you get that uncomfortable thigh poke, and it just damages his pants and suit pants and jeans and all sorts of mess of problems. So realized that a lot of other people had the same problem and just wanted to take a crack at reinventing the keyring that was kind of a necessary nuisance that we all made peace with for so long.
Totally. Keys suck. I agree with you. Keys suck. And you have worked really, really hard. You raised nearly $330,000 on a Kickstarter, and mm-hmm. and you've really established something amazing. Michael, what have you, before we go back to the product itself, what have you learned along the way, and what advice would you share with fellow entrepreneurs?
Fail often, fail fast. So basically just don't get too caught into, so we grew the company just trying a lot of different things. You know, 90% of the things don't work, and you want to find out very quickly and cheaply so you can really, once those things that do work, or once you find the things that do work, you can really double and triple down on those and scale those.
Amazing. And you have been, I think, quite successful in starting a company, scaling up, and really being innovative along the way. Again, KeySmart, you're producing these Swiss-style key holders that really helping people like me that hate keys. You're getting rid of those bulky key rings, but now you also have the KeySmart Pro. So really embracing the technology as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So there's a company called Tile. I'm sure a lot of listeners have heard of it. So they basically, they're the leader in smart locations. So basically it's these little squares that you put on everything, you know, your keys, your wallet, your backpack, and you can find it on the map. So us being a key organizer company, we did a strategic partnership with them and basically took their guts, put it inside our product and made a really great product. So it basically organizes your keys, you know, shrinks all your keys down to the size of a pack of gum, but also has a smart location. So you can download the Tile app, you can find it on the map. But if you lose it, say at work or, you know, at the place you were the night before, which never happens. Or if it's in your house, you can ring your keys and your keys can actually ring your phone back. So if you lose it in the couch, you usually only lose your keys or your phone, not usually both. So say if you lose your keys, you can pull up the app and you can hit the button to ring it and you can follow the sound of the ring. Same vice versa. So there's a button on the KeySmart Pro where even if your phone's on silent, you double tap that and your phone will start ringing.
Totally
so
cool.
Cool
technology and cool partnerships. So what's next for KeySmart?
So we're expanding into other gadgets. We've already done a handful of our Nano series. So basically small keychain size gadgets, small pens, quick disconnects, little styluses, things like that. So, but then we're also, the way we look at new products is what do you use your KeySmart with and what do you use before and after. So,
Michael, we are just out of time. Where can people learn more online?
GetKeySmart.com.
GetKeySmart.com. Michael Tunney, founder and CEO of KeySmart. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for joining us on Get Down to Business to Success. Let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers'